Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we're focusing on a key figure in American foreign policy, Texas Representative Michael McCaul, the powerful chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
He holds one of the most important gavels in Congress, shaping how the U.S. interacts with the world. His background seems perfectly suited for that role, with a long career in law enforcement and national security.
It absolutely is. Before Michael McCaul was ever elected, he spent his career in the justice system. He was a federal prosecutor for the Department of Justice, working in the public integrity section. But his most defining role was back in his home state of Texas, where he served as the chief of counterterrorism and national security for the Western District of Texas. This wasn't a theoretical job. He was supervising investigations and prosecutions of international terrorism cases. This experience on the front lines of national security gave him a very real-world, practical understanding of the threats facing the country, which became the central focus of his entire congressional career.
He was first elected in 2004 and quickly became a leader on these issues. Tell us about his work on homeland security.
He was a natural leader on that front. He became the very first chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security, a committee created after the 9/11 attacks, and he ended up being its longest-serving chairman. In that role, he was responsible for overseeing the vast Department of Homeland Security and crafting legislation related to border security, aviation security, and emergency preparedness. He also established himself early on as one of Congress's leading experts on cybersecurity, founding the Congressional Cybersecurity Caucus to raise awareness about digital threats. His leadership there really set the stage for the even more influential role he holds today.
And that is chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. What does that position entail, and what are his priorities?
As chairman of Foreign Affairs, he is the House of Representatives' top voice on international relations. The committee has jurisdiction over all U.S. foreign policy, including foreign aid, international treaties, and sanctions against other countries. McCaul's top priority in this role has been to orient U.S. foreign policy toward the challenge of great power competition, specifically with the Chinese Communist Party. He is a well-known hawk on China, advocating for stronger economic and military measures to counter their global influence. He also focuses heavily on strengthening alliances with traditional partners and is a strong proponent of providing military aid to allies like Ukraine and Israel. His worldview is that of a traditional Reagan-era Republican, peace through strength.
So how does that very global focus connect with his constituents back in his Texas district, which stretches from Austin to Houston?
It's a great question. While his work is international, he frames it in terms of local impact. He argues that countering China's unfair trade practices protects Texas businesses. He emphasizes that a strong national security posture protects the country as a whole, including the families in his district. Furthermore, his district is home to a significant number of tech companies in the Austin area, so his long-standing focus on cybersecurity resonates there. He often connects global events to the local economy, arguing that stable international markets are crucial for Texas's export-driven economy, whether it's technology, energy, or agriculture. He makes the case that foreign policy is not an abstract concept, but something that has a direct impact on American jobs and security.
How is he viewed within the Republican Party? What is his political style?
He is considered a serious and respected member of the more traditional establishment wing of the Republican Party, particularly on foreign policy. His style is not that of a populist firebrand. It's that of a knowledgeable, policy-driven chairman. He is known for working in a bipartisan manner when possible on foreign policy, believing that America should speak with one voice on the world stage. He has built a reputation as a credible and authoritative expert on national security. While he is a staunch conservative, his focus is almost entirely on the complex long-term geopolitical challenges facing the nation, making him a go-to leader for his party on all things related to America's role in the world.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of a podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.